Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Married or Single, we were talking about people who tone down the things of the world to ease those things into their worship. Pay close attention today. Foundation for the Bible. So we put those things away and put on the weapons of the Spirit. As Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, for the captain of our faith, giving these words to us, we use it for his glory. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So we proclaim the word, we proclaim the gospel, we name sin, we call people to repentance. In the spirit of Galatians 5:22 and 23, not in Galatians 5:19 through 21, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now notice the captain of our faith as well in Ephesians 5:8 through 10. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So, you see all these compromisers out there? You see people trying to ease in the things of the world. You know, they're those that are calling themselves independent fundamental Baptists. And so what do? They tone down the contemporary, but they use the contemporary. They tone down their music. They tone down their calls to have, and so their psychology, instead of their Bible preaching, is incorporated. And they incorporate the technology, and they take everything that the modernists do, everything that these contemporary and these emerging church people do, and they tone them down a little bit, but they're still doing the same thing. And you see, that's even more deceptive. And so Satan has used that to deceive many fundamental Christians because, well, they're doing it, and it seems to be all right. No, it's straight from hell, and they've been deceived by the devil. And that's why they're losing the battle. Because it's not in all goodness. Anything that goes against God's holiness and righteousness is not goodness, and it's certainly not righteousness and truth. Now, we have a goal given to us by the Holy Spirit of God of proving. And the idea of proving is continually proving. Continually proving. He said there in Ephesians 5:10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And how do you prove it? By the Word of God. It's got to be proven by the Word of God. It doesn't have to be proven to me or some counsel. Rather, what is acceptable unto the Lord has to be proven to the Lord. Now, we're told in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 19, that we're in a war as a local church, but not against flesh and blood, but rather against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In the day in which we live, we've seen all these devils infiltrate church after local church and lead them into the paths of unrighteousness, while at the same time making people think they are pleasing unto God. Why? Because Satan is a deceiver, and many times people seek the fulfillment of their fleshly lust, but in a way that seems not so bad, and so they will take the twisting of the scriptures and be easily deceived thereby. Let me just put this out to you. Satan tempted Adam and Eve, and they fell. and all what they lost in their fall. And those who are born to this world today, all of us are born with a sin nature, and if we're not saved, we go to a hell. But understand, Adam and Eve, just like you and me, they sinned by choice. But Satan and his minions tempt to sin. We will go to hell if we do not receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, accepting his blood payment for our sin. But understand, the punishment of the worst sinner of men will not be as bad as the punishment of Satan and his minions. So it is important that you grasp that we can't blame the tempter for our sins, and we are accountable. But on the other hand, those who tempt others to sin, it's better that a millstone were hung about their neck and they were buried in the deepest sea. So let's look at what the Bible's teaching here now about the church family and Christ. First, we are of the same body of which Christ is the head in the local church. Secondly, the local church is also seen as a family in God's sight. Matter of fact, almost every reference to the word church in the Bible is speaking of local churches. Thirdly, being part of his church and body is based on the doctrine of Christ, God's Son who died and rose from the dead, paying the penalty for all sin, for all time, the propitiation, the entire in full payment. Next, we see that the church is in a warfare in which the Lord himself ordained that we attack the gates of hell. And every church member is to be involved in the attack from the position in the body that he or she occupies. A general may order the war, and he may be out there somewhere on the battlefield, but he needs soldiers that will do their part, do the thing they're supposed to do in the place where they have been placed. So every church member is to be involved in the attack from the position in the body that he or she occupies as according to the captain of our faith. The Lord promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against it if we fight in his strength and according to his word. We need to see that our own country has allowed itself to get to a point of allowing the cold-blooded, in my opinion, the cold-blooded murder, genocide of human babies inside their mothers, even to the point of yanking, cutting away parts of their body to sell them. Killing the baby is bad enough. Somebody says, well, we believe that a woman has her own control of her body, and it's her body, not the village's body. Isn't it funny they believe that the village should raise a child, but the village has no say-so over the woman's body? And isn't it interesting that they'll do all they can to protect an eagle's egg, but they'll do nothing to protect an actual human being inside a mother? And isn't it interesting that they don't give a human female inside the mother, a female baby, a right to their body to make their decision? You see, the mother had a decision to say yes or to say no before she was with child. And to kill in a cold-blooded death, how filthy a sin is that? Homosexual marriages. Now, man can say what he wants to say, but homosexual marriages are wrong. It's evil in God's sight. And so I speak as a representative of Jesus Christ, his teaching. Homosexual marriage is wrong. I reference Sodom and Gomorrah, and you'll find out what God thinks about it. And by the way, let me also say this. Legislating something never, ever makes that something right. Now, you have homosexual marriage. You have murder by abortion. Both are quite active today. But I can remember abortion. And some of you remember the same thing as I do that were around then. Abortion was only in the case of rape or incest. Now, if you said, okay, let's go back to the argument you used back in 1972 and 73 and just say, okay, we'll make abortion legal only for those that are impregnated by rape or incest. Of course, you've got to prove who the person that was the incestor or the rapist is. And you know what? It would cut out 90% and more. Just think of the over 60 million human lives that have been killed in America. A land that is supposed to be people that are educated, that are no longer barbarian. Oh no, we are the modern world, we're civilized, and we kill 60 million babies? Just think if at least 55 million of them could have at least been saved. 5 million still would have been too much. Even one is too much. But if a baby's going to be taken, let God do it. You know, it's called having what we call a miscarriage. And my wife had 4 miscarriages. And we felt God took them. But we feel like that when we get to heaven, we're going to meet 4 people that were our children here on earth that we never got to meet or see or talk to. But I'm looking forward to seeing them and talking to them one day. Now, the Lord himself is barred from the public venue as well as all these other things. They don't want his name mentioned. Even now, there are court cases trying to get In God We Trust taken off the money and Under God from the pledge. And it's happened in our lifetime because our churches have gotten away from doctrinal purity to preaching psychology, to being afraid of, we don't want to upset the givers. And my friend, there's going to be some panty-waisted, lily-livered preachers that I don't want to be in their shoes when they stand before God Almighty, because they didn't preach the word as it is to men, as they are.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.